You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 1st, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. FBI whistleblower lawsuit and the integrity of justice systems. A major legal battle is unfolding in the United States District Court for the District of Columbia. Two former agents filed a lawsuit on March 19, 2026, against the current leadership. These agents, known as John Doe 1 and John Doe 2, claim they lost their jobs unfairly. They were part of a sensitive investigation known as Arctic Frost. This probe looked into efforts to change the results of the 2020 presidential election. The agents allege that the Federal Bureau of Investigation fired them as part of a political purge. This case raises serious questions about how the government treats those who report potential wrongdoing. The Arctic Frost investigation focused on election interference and schemes involving fake electors. Special Counsel Jack Smith eventually took over the oversight of this massive probe. During the investigation, agents collected phone data from many political figures and organizations. However, a change in leadership at the Bureau led to a sudden shift in personnel. John Doe 1 performed administrative tasks and managed subpoenas for the case. John Doe 2 served as a senior agent who recorded important interviews. Both men claimed the Bureau fired them without any prior notice or a fair hearing. They believe their dismissal is a direct result of their work on this politically sensitive case. Legal experts view this lawsuit as a critical test for the American justice system. It examines whether the government can target employees for their official duties. Many people in the Black community watch these developments with great concern. Historically, the lack of internal accountability in law enforcement has led to abuses. When agents fear retaliation, they are less likely to report corruption or civil rights violations. This environment can lead to the historical exploitation of marginalized groups who depend on fair investigations. The integrity of the entire justice system depends on protecting those who speak the truth. To understand the current crisis, one must look at the history of the Bureau. Between 1956 and 1971, the FBI ran a secret program called COINELPARO. This program aimed to disrupt domestic political groups that the government disliked. It specifically targeted civil rights leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The FBI used illegal wiretapping and psychological warfare to discredit these leaders. These tactics were meant to neutralize any threat to the existing social order. This period of history left a deep scar on the relationship between Black Americans and the FBI. COINTELPRO only came to light because activists stole secret documents in 1971. Before that, the public remained largely unaware of these aggressive and illegal tactics. The program involved planting informants to provoke criminal acts within organizations. It also included sending anonymous letters to destroy the personal reputations of activists. This history shows what happens when a powerful agency lacks internal watchdogs. Without whistleblowers, the Bureau can easily become a tool for political suppression. This pattern of behavior is a major reason why the community calls for an unapologetic call for racial justice today. The current lawsuit suggests that the spirit of political targeting might still exist. If agents face firing for investigating powerful figures, then no one is safe. The history of COINTELPRO proves that the Bureau has used its power to harm marginalized people. Today, whistleblowers act as the first line of defense against such abuses. When the government silences these voices, it protects the institution over the people. This silence allows systemic biases to continue without any challenge from the inside. Therefore, protecting agents who report misconduct is vital for the safety of all citizens. The FBI has long occupied a unique and isolated position within the federal government. Most federal workers received protections under the Service Reform Act of 1978. This law helped employees who reported waste or fraud to stay safe from firing. However, the government specifically excluded the FBI from these core protections. Lawmakers argued that the Bureau needed to keep its personnel matters strictly internal. Consequently, agents did not have the same rights as other government employees for many decades. they could not appeal their firing to an independent board. This isolation created a parallel justice system that favored the Bureau. Agents had to report misconduct to a very small list of high-level officials. If an agent reported a problem to their direct boss, they were not protected. This rule became known as the wrong person trap for many years. Many agents lost their careers simply because they told the wrong person about a crime. It was not until 1997 that the White House forced changes to this system. This happened after Dr. Fred Whitehurst exposed massive flaws in the FBI crime lab. His case forced the Department of Justice to create new internal regulations. Even with new rules, the system remained heavily tilted against the agents. The Department of Justice effectively acted as the judge, judge, and jury for its own employees. The final appeal in these cases went to the Deputy Attorney General. This lack of an independent judge meant that most agents had little chance of winning. Statistical data from the Government Accountability Office shows how difficult the system was. Between 1978 and 1999, the Bureau maintained almost total control over its internal dissenters. This era of exclusion set the stage for the modern struggles seen in the current lawsuit. A common tactic used against whistleblowers is the removal of their security clearance. In the FBI, an agent cannot work without a top-secret clearance. Therefore, taking away a clearance is like a professional death sentence. Unlike firing an employee, the government has broad power over security clearances. Courts often refuse to review these decisions because they involve national security. This creates a loophole that allows the Bureau to sideline agents without giving them a fair trial. It is a powerful way to silence dissent without the need for formal evidence. Marcus Allen is a recent example of this specific type of retaliation. He was a decorated Marine who worked for the FBI. Allen raised concerns about the official narrative of the January 6th investigations. He suggested that the Bureau was not being honest about the role of undercover assets. In response, the Bureau revoked his security clearance and suspended him without pay. They accused him of promoting conspiratorial views simply for asking questions. It took years for Allen to clear his name and reach a settlement. In 2024, the Bureau finally admitted the suspension was improper and restored his clearance. This tactic places agents in a state of professional and financial limbo. While suspended without pay, they often cannot find other work because of their status. This pressure frequently forces agents to resign before their case ever reaches a court. The use of clearances as a weapon effectively bypasses the Whistleblower Protection Enhancement Act of 2012. It allows the leadership to remove perceived political enemies while claiming it is for security reasons. This practice undermines the economic justice that all workers deserve. It ensures that only those who follow the official line can keep their careers. The numbers show a bleak picture for any agent who tries to report wrongdoing. A major audit by the Government Accountability Office revealed a 90% dismissal rate. This means that the Department of Justice sided with the agency in almost every case. Out of dozens of reviewed complaints, the government only favored the whistleblower in three instances. These statistics suggest that the internal process is rigged against the employees. It discourages honest agents from coming forward when they see corruption. They know that the odds of winning are extremely low. Timing is another major hurdle for those seeking justice within the system. The government often fails to meet its own deadlines for reviewing these cases. A 2024 report found that the department missed notification requirements in nearly half of all cases. Some complex cases, like the one involving Jane Turner, take over 10 years to resolve. Turner reported the theft of property from Ground Zero by FBI personnel after 9/11. She faced a decade of legal battles and financial hardship before her case concluded. Such long delays serve as a warning to others who might think about speaking out. Furthermore, the supervisory gap has historically disqualified many valid claims. Until very recently, about one-third of all claims were rejected for technical reasons. This happened because agents reported issues to their supervisors instead of a specific list of officials. Even if the misconduct was real, the agent lost their protection on a technicality. While recent reforms have tried to fix this, the damage to trust remains. Agents still feel that the system is designed to protect the institution rather than the truth. These statistical barriers make the 2026 lawsuit a rare and brave move by the former agents. Whistleblower issues have a unique impact on African-American agents within the Bureau. Historically, Black agents have used whistleblower status to expose racial bias. They have reported on a culture that often excludes people of color from leadership. Organizations like the Mirror Project have testified about these deep-seated issues. They argue that a lack of diversity hinders the ability of the Bureau to investigate hate crimes. When internal dissent is crushed, these systemic biases are never addressed. This creates an environment where minority agents feel unsupported and vulnerable. Terry J. Albury is a notable example of a Black agent who acted as a whistleblower. He exposed secret guidelines that he believed targeted minority and Muslim communities. Albury felt that the Bureau treated these groups with suspicion and disrespect without cause. However, instead of addressing his concerns, the government prosecuted him. This response sends a chilling message to other minority agents. It suggests that reporting on racial bias can lead to criminal charges rather than reform. This dynamic reflects the shared struggles against oppression that many marginalized people face globally. Furthermore, personnel purges often disproportionately affect minority agents. These agents frequently lack the same institutional support networks as their white peers. When the security clearance process is weaponized, minority agents have fewer resources to fight back. Currently, Black agents make up less than 5% of the special agent workforce. Losing even a few of these voices can significantly weaken the Bureau's connection to the community. Protecting whistleblowers is therefore essential for ensuring that the FBI serves all people fairly. Without them, the Bureau risks repeating the mistakes of the past. The lawsuit filed by John Doe 1 and John Doe 2 is more than a simple employment dispute. It is a challenge to a century of Bureau autonomy and power. The case tests whether new laws like the FBI Whistleblower Reform Act of 2022 can truly protect agents. It also highlights the tension between national security and the rights of workers. If the court sides with the agents, it could open the door for more transparency. However, if the Bureau wins, it may continue to use clearances to silence its critics. The outcome will shape the integrity of the justice system for years to come. For the Black community, this case is about the fundamental right to a fair and honest government. The history of COINTELPRO shows that an unchecked FBI is a danger to civil rights. Whistleblowers are the individuals who prevent the government from returning to those dark tactics. They ensure that investigations like Arctic Frost are handled with professional integrity rather than political bias. Supporting these agents is a way to protect the hard-won gains of the civil rights movement. As the legal battle continues in 2026, the focus remains on whether the truth can survive within the halls of power. Ultimately, the integrity of our justice systems depends on the courage of those who speak out. The former agents in this lawsuit are risking their reputations to demand accountability. They are reminding the public that even the most powerful agencies must follow the law. Whether through the courts or new legislation, the goal remains the same: a fair system for everyone. The community will continue to watch and demand that the history of suppression does not repeat itself. Justice requires a system where the truth is valued more than institutional loyalty. Copyright African Elements.